You're listening to Australia's fastest growing podcast network. This is the Lifestyle Pod Network. You're listening to The Dream Show with Jane Theresa Anderson.
Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson and this is episode 88. 88 is one of those kind of magical numbers, isn't it? I don't know what it means, but I know it's really special. And what else is really special about today is that if you are listening to this episode in real time, in fact, if you're really, really quick and you've got this hot off the press as soon as it hits iTunes, then you will be listening to it on New Year's Eve. Because this is the last day of 2010 and we're about to welcome a new year. So happy new year, whether you've caught the show quickly or whether you're in the first few days of January. So I thought we'd focus a fair amount of this show on the fact that we're ending one year and beginning a new one and all the wonderful opportunities that that gives us. Just looking back over last year, we just had one year off. Maybe it did feel like a year off, actually. It was a very good year. But actually, we just had 1 week off, which was between Christmas and New Year. So we did 51 podcast shows, 41 of those feature guests, and 10 were feature shows, as is today's. So thanks again to the 41 guests who each brought their dreams onto the show last year to have them interpreted and to find out more about how their dreams relate to their waking lives and mostly, of course, to share their dreams with you, all our listeners, to help you understand more about dreams and dream interpretation. So a big thank you to the 41 guests who appeared on the show last year. Now, we've already got two guests lined up for 2011, and we're going to be recording both of those next week. And you also might like to consider, if you've been enjoying the show, coming on as a guest. So if you'd like to be on the show as a guest, of course, you don't actually need to physically come to Brisbane, Australia. We just phone you or Skype you and record the conversation. So if you think you'd like to be a guest and not only get some enlightenment for yourself, but, contribute to our show so that everybody listening gets to understand more and more about dream interpretation, then all you have to do is email me, and you can find my email address on any of the websites. And but today I thought we'd spend a day, as it's special, as it's the night before New Year, I wanted to really focus on a few important things about dreams that I wanted to hopefully inspire you with to take forward into the new year, into 2011. And of course, we also can't leave an old year without also thanking you all for listening, many of you listening to a whole year's worth of shows and the rest, which is a huge amount of listening, as many of them are up to an hour's long. So thank you for your support, for listening, for sharing the shows with your friends and colleagues and all of that. So I've got two things today that I'd like to share with you, and they're both articles that I've written in the past, but I've plucked them out because I think they're really, really relevant now. And the first one is about, well, it's actually called resolutions, but it's not what you think, because in a way, I hope that you're not sitting there with a list of New Year resolutions. Because resolutions is such a hard word. It's like, oh, I'm really, really, really going to make a difference this year, and I'm going to resolve to do this, and I've got some resolutions. And, it just sounds too hard, doesn't it? Like, it doesn't sound like it flows. It doesn't sound like it's a vision. It doesn't sound like you've maybe got a list of things that you really want to bring in your life and you really want to allow in. It's more like resolutions is more about, well, I'm not going to do this, and I'm going to make sure that I do this. Too hard, too hard, too hard. So before going into this article called Resolutions, which is about something else, I'd really like to suggest that if it's still New Year's Eve while you're listening to this, that you cross out any resolutions you've got on your list and you turn them into visions for how you would like 2011 to be. Visions for how you would like your life to be, visions for how you see your life unfolding, visions for what you'd like to bring into your life, and visions for what you'd like to give out, to contribute. So change the visions, not resolutions. When you have visions and they're wonderful, there's more chance that they're going to unfold. Now, you're also listening to this show because you're interested in dreams. And as you know, one of the key things that we do with dreams is we look at dreams as windows to understanding how your mind works, and particularly how your unconscious mind works. And you may hold a wonderful vision for what you want to happen in 2011, and it may be a wonderful conscious vision, but if your unconscious mind has a different vision, it's going to win. So the beauty of working with dreams is that your dreams can show you your unconscious beliefs or your unconscious visions that are at variance, that disagree with your conscious vision. So it's really, really great to be really looking at your dreams or getting help with your dreams if you find that difficult to do yourself, so that you can uncover and understand your unconscious beliefs or visions that may be stopping you from achieving the visions that you do want to have. Now, it's still important to put your vision out there for 2011, because there's two things that will happen. Either you put your vision out there and your unconscious mind goes, yeah, yeah, fine, good, that's fine by me, and then you're just going to achieve it so, so easily, but you've got to have it there before it comes in. And the other alternative is that you'll put your vision out there and your unconscious mind is going to go, hee hee hee, I don't think so. I want to protect you from having that. And then that's the point where what you're then doing by putting that vision out there is bringing up dreams that you can then look at that will give you the clues as to why these things might not be happening. But by focusing on what you do want, on that vision, you are then bringing up. Your unconscious mind is responding in such a way that it will bring up the dreams, because dreams reflect the last day or two of what's happening for you. So put the vision out there and it will either come very quickly, very nicely, very easily, thank you very much, or it will hurry up the dreams that show you where your own blocks and limitations are. But you can only start by putting out the visions. So what I'm going to do today is read you two articles, this one called Resolutions, and then after that, one that's going to help a bit more with getting your visions ready. So you might need a pen and a paper for this one. Or if you're enjoying these shows out walking or at the gym or, you know, away from all that stuff, you might want to listen through and then later on come and revisit with a pen and paper to take some notes. So here we go. This one's called Resolutions, and I wrote this one originally as a DreamSight article in January 2003. That was the month before Dream Alchemy came out, and I'm so delighted that 7 years later, Dream Alchemy, that book, is still selling so well and doing a lot of good work, as I understand from the emails that I receive. Here we go, Resolutions. No. This isn't another article on New Year resolutions. This is about the kind of resolutions that get results. You don't have to work at keeping them, and they're extremely easy to do. Sometimes the results are instantaneous. Sometimes they're astounding. Are you ready for a new year of moving forward? Here's how. Start by writing down your dreams each morning. It's okay if you're not into interpreting them yet. Just begin by writing them down. Then look at each dream in turn and ask yourself one question. Does the dream have a satisfying ending? Each time you answer no, you have all you need to get the magic happening. Each dream with an unsatisfying ending is an unresolved dream, reflecting an unresolved and unsatisfying area of your waking life. What you are going to do is a simple exercise to create a better ending, a better resolution for your dream. It's a dream alchemy practice. Why? Because resolved dreams become resolved waking life situations. Here's an example. Say you dream you're walking around a city trying to find your way to a certain location, but you just keep getting more and more lost. This dream is unresolved because it has an unsatisfying ending. A more satisfying ending would be to suddenly find yourself at the desired location and to feel fantastic about being there. Once you've identified an unresolved dream, first note how you were feeling in the dream. In this example, perhaps the feeling was lost, or confused or daunted. Then ask yourself where in your waking life you sometimes feel lost, confused, or daunted. Now, don't worry if you can't relate to a waking life situation, but if you can make the connection, you can be pretty sure your dream holds a key to resolving that particular situation. Next, choose words to describe the feelings opposite to those you felt in your dream. So in this example, you might choose found, clear, or encouraged. So you've got lost and found, confused and clear, and daunted and encouraged. Then close your eyes and imagine being back in the dream. Allow yourself to feel lost, confused, and daunted. Bring all your senses alive. Smell the dream place. Hear it. Touch it. Then imagine suddenly finding yourself standing in the desired location, the place you want to get to. At this moment in your visualization, summon up the positive feelings you listed. In this example, allow feelings of being found, clear, and encouraged to flood into your mind and body. This whole visualization or dream alchemy practice should take you less than 1 minute to do. You may wish to practice several times until the visualization and the new feelings flow easily. And when you've got the flow happening, do the visualization 20 times a day for, let's say, 7 consecutive days when you're first getting into this. After that, do the visualization twice a day for a few more weeks only, and that's all. What will happen? Well, what you'll notice is that the waking life situation where you had been feeling lost, confused, and daunted will begin to shift. You will start to see solutions where before you felt lost for answers. You will approach the situation more positively as the daunting feeling fades away and you feel more encouraged. Why does this happen? Well, one of the functions of dreams is to find solutions to problems and conflicts. Often the reason why something in your waking life is not working out is that your unconscious mind is in conflict with your conscious mind. Awake, you may be very clear about what you want. Your conscious mind may be goal-directed, and the steps you need to take may seem logical and clear. But if your unconscious mind holds an opposite belief, experience, feeling, or expectation, then it will undermine your success. Wherever a dream is unresolved, there is an inner conflict undermining your outer world life. When you do these kinds of visualizations, you are communicating with your unconscious mind using its own language, the language of dreams. When you use a visualization to resolve a dream, you are changing the old patterns of your unconscious mind and reprogramming it for successful outcomes. After a week of 20 one-minute visualizations a day, your unconscious mind begins to respond to the old situation in a new way. Old problems become resolved. Just pause for a moment and consider the weighty implication of this. When you have a worrying dream, how often do you spend reliving it during the day? How often do you describe it to others, replay the ending, or worry that you will have the same dream again and again? What do you think the result of replaying this dream and all the feelings that accompany it could be? Yes. You're in danger of reinforcing the unresolved outcome, the unsatisfactory feelings. Now, does this mean that remembering dreams and talking about them is counterproductive? Should we instead be hurrying to forget them? There are two approaches. Firstly, you can follow the visualization formula described above, you know, that I've just described to you, and dwell no longer on the original dream. Secondly, if you wish, you can explore every intricate twist and turn of the original dream, every nuance of feeling, every sadness and hurt, and then, spiritually and personally enriched by the depths of understanding and insight, such dream working gifts, begin the visualizations. The secret is to allow yourself enough reflection time to gain deep insight and then to accelerate positive change through visualization. This works when the example given when the dreams are simple ones, such as the example. It's easy to work out a visualization for simple, unresolved dreams. Thankfully, most of the common recurring dreams are simple, and so the visualizations are easy to apply. But a more complex dream can open up to a range of possible visualizations, all providing a satisfying resolved ending to your dream. But where do you begin with a complex dream, and how do you know which visualization to choose? This is where it becomes important to interpret your dream. Once you know what the symbols in your dream mean to you, you can work with them to create the best visualization, or to create alternative visualizations according to the outcome you want to achieve. So think of your dream as a tapestry woven from the various threads of your beliefs. Destiny is the sum total of the pattern of the threads, but who says the threads must stay as they are? When you interpret a dream, you understand what the threads mean and why they create the picture that is your life. You can then stick with a picture or add more threads, undo threads, remove them, change their colors and hues, or weave them back in to create a changed picture. Choosing a visualization is like choosing which threads to change to alter the tapestry of your life. Now, if only I could think up a satisfying resolution for this article. Let me see now. Closing my eyes, visualizing. I see. It's done. Happy New Year. So that was that article, and I'd like to actually run with that metaphor, the picture that I painted there of your dreams being like a tapestry with all the threads in it, and how you can change the threads to change the picture of your life. Remembering that what we're really focusing on here at this special time of that last day of the year before a new year is to really, you know, create the picture of life as the vision that you would like to happen for you in 2011. And so taking the idea of a dream picture or of a tapestry, as I particularly said there, you know, you can add more threads, undo threads, remove them, change their colors or hues, or weave them back to create a changed picture. I'm now thinking of moving this picture along to a t-shirt. You know how t-shirts come and go. We always have t-shirts. T-shirts will always be with us. And there are times when it's popular to have t-shirts with slogans or mottos or statements or pictures on them. And it's kind of like, the last couple of years kind of been like they've been coming a bit more popular. And so I've brought back an article I wrote about t-shirts, which is really not about t-shirts at all. It's about helping you understand your dreams so that you can actually create the tapestry, the t-shirt, the right slogan, the right motto to help you create your vision, in this case for 2011, to take you forward. So what this article is about is actually picking one area of or one technique of dream interpretation, which if you've been listening to the Dream Show for a long time, you'll know is one of the key dream interpretation approaches that I really enjoy taking and I often take. So as you listen to this article, which I originally wrote in April 2005, called Read My T-Shirt, you'll pick up this particular dream interpretation tip and be able to use it as you look at your dreams over the next weeks and months to really fine-tune your vision for 2011 and to make it happen. Read My T-Shirt. There are two T-shirts. One bears the message, no pain, no gain, while the other reads, life was meant to be easy. Which one do you choose? Have a think about it before I go on. You've got one t-shirt that says, no pain, no gain. And the other one says, life was meant to be easy. Which one would you wear? I saw this question recently in a multiple choice test sent out to candidates applying for an office job. Except the choices weren't multiple. There were only two. It was an either-or situation, either this T-shirt or that T-shirt, which? The T-shirts were no pain, no gain, or life was meant to be easy. Such choices weren't meant to be easy. No pain, no gain. But of course, the choice is easy, if, in this case, you want the job. Every applicant knows that their psychological profile will get a big tick if they choose no pain, no gain. Easy. As long as you don't mind compromising on your beliefs to get the job, that is. I would have failed the test. I can't be drawn on an either-or questions. It just doesn't fit with my experience of life. When my children were small, they'd often bring home questions from the school playground. Would you rather be eaten by a tiger or a lion? They'd ask me. Neither, I'd reply truthfully. Oh, Mum, play the game. I was too serious. They were right. It was only an imaginative game. Perhaps that's the way to look at psychological tests too. Play the game, give the right answers, completely hoodwink your potential employer, keep your personality and thoughts to yourself, and get that job. No pain, simply gain. In dreams, we see the in-betweens. How's that for a T-shirt slogan? In dreams, we see the in-betweens. Many dreams portray sets of opposites, either-or dilemmas, paired T-shirts. Here are some examples taken from the kind of common dream themes everyone experiences from time to time. Dream 1. I'm climbing higher and higher, enjoying the view, but then suddenly I realise I'm too high. I spend the rest of the dream edging my way back down to the ground. Sometimes I make it, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I stop when I'm near enough to the ground to feel safe, but I can still get a good view of where I am. Now, what are the opposites in this dream? They're high, off the ground, versus low, on the ground. Possible T-shirts might be reach for the stars or keep your feet on the ground. So you see, what we're doing is we're taking the dream, we're looking for the opposites in the dream, and then we're imagining two T-shirts to define those opposites. So we've got high and off the ground in the dream. So for that T-shirt, it's maybe reach for the stars. And we've got low and on the ground in the dream. And we've got a T-shirt saying, keep your feet on the ground. Which T-shirt would you choose? Reach for the stars or keep your feet on the ground? Which of those would inspire you most in your current situation? Now ask yourself a better question. What might be a good in-between T-shirt? Perhaps keep one foot on the ground when you touch the stars. Here's the next example, dream 2. I'm driving a car. A wind begins to blow and I grip the steering wheel harder to keep the car on track. But the harder I grip the wheel, the harder the wind blows. I wake up from this dream when I totally lose control of the car. So what are the opposites in this dream? They're driver in control versus driver out of control. Two possible T-shirts to describe these opposites might be get a grip and go with the flow. So which T-shirt would you choose to apply to your life situation at the moment? Get a grip or go with the flow? Better still, what might a good in-between T-shirt say? If you're listening to this, you might like to press pause and have a go at making up the in-between T-shirts rather than just listening to me. But anyway, continuing, perhaps that in-between T-shirt might say, set your goal and let the winds of change guide you. Dream 3. I'm climbing a mountain. I come to a fork in the road. One path is steep and short. The other is gentle and longer. This is a recurring dream. Sometimes I choose the steep path, sometimes the gentle, but I always end up getting stuck. Neither road gets me to the top of the mountain. What are the opposites in this dream? They're steep and short versus gentle and longer. So what might the possible t-shirts describing each end say? Press the pause button if you want and have a go yourself. Here's what I've got. The two t-shirts are No Pain, No Gain and Life Was Meant to Be Easy. We're back to the beginning question of this article. Which t-shirt would you choose for your current situation? No Pain, No Gain or Life Was Meant to Be Easy? What might a good in-between t-shirt say? Now, I'm going to leave you to design your own slogan to work out this good in-between t-shirt between No Pain, No Gain and Life Was Meant to Be Easy. But to help you, I've got some questions to get you thinking. So here are some questions. When do you get your best ideas? When you're sitting at your computer trying to force them? Or when you walk away and take a break? Which approach to exercise is most likely to succeed in the long run? One, joining a gym and lifting really heavy weights 7 days a week for a year? Or two, doing affirmations about losing weight and getting fit while you relax and put your feet up? Or three, exercising at an enjoyable level 3 times a week and affirming your progress on the other 4. How often have you, or someone you know, made a task harder than it needs to be, done something the hard way, unnecessarily? Why do you complicate things sometimes? When you plan your work well, how much easier is it to do? How much do you gain from taking a painkiller when you have a migraine? How often is the simple solution the best solution? How would you teach a child an important life lesson? If you dig deep and uncover emotional pain, how much easier does your life become in the long run? So those are some questions to get you thinking so you can design your own in-between t-shirt between No Pain, No Gain and Life Was Meant to Be Easy. Then take that dream interpretation tip, examine your own dreams for opposites, then imagine the either-or t-shirts. Then let your dreams help you to see the deeper, creative, colourful and beautifully balanced in-betweens that guide you forward. So that's the end of the article. So what I'm really suggesting is that you take that approach of looking at your dreams and identifying the opposites, creating the two t-shirts and looking for the beautiful in-betweens and creating your tapestries for 2011, those beautiful, colourful, creative in-between tapestries. To take you, that in-between road is really all about, you know, the Chinese middle path, the Tao. It's about approaching 2011, not from one extreme, not from the other extreme, but from knowing yourself from those extremes and how those extremes have influenced your own life so well that you're comfortable with each of those, that you have no fear about those extremes, and therefore you're able to walk that middle path to find the in-between that actually allows you to receive the vision back that you're putting out there. So that's enough, I think, to help you to either set yourself up for 2011, or if you've already started 2011, to hit pause for a while, take a morning off and reset your vision. Thank you not only for listening to today's podcast, but for all the podcasts you've listened to again during 2010. As I said, the next couple of guests are laying down their podcasts next week, but please contact me if you'd love to be involved in the show this year. It's so easy to do. And otherwise, if you're inspired and need just a little bit extra help, either with individual dreams that you've got or with maybe, a series of weekly phone or Skype sessions with me to really help you get 2011 underway and happening in the way that you would like to, you know where to go to get all the information. Either my website at dream janetheresa.net.au or on my blog at janetheresa.com. That's Teresa without an H. Or come to Facebook and say hello and interact there. Enjoy your week. Happy New Year. I'm sure 2011 will bring you every single blessing because I know that you're watching your dreams. Enjoy, and I'll speak to you next week with my guest for another episode of The Dream Show. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson.
If you've had a dream you'd like interpreted on this program, send your email to thedreamshow@lifestylepodnetwork.com. You can also follow Jane on Twitter at twitter.com/DreamSight. The Dream Show is a production of DreamSight Corporation for the Lifestyle Pod Network. You can find more great podcasts like this one at lifestylepodnetwork.com.